this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised a servant, Yemi Adeleju, to raise models of integrity and power, models that will rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of the Word of Life. Join Yemi Adeleju for the world of His grace.
Samuel chapter 10 from verse 1. I'm going to verse 7, but let's read from verse 1 to verse 7. 1 Samuel chapter number 10 from verse 1 through to verse number 7. I believe now you are there. Say amen. Amen. Let's read 1, 2, go. Then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, "Is it not because the Lord has anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? When thou art departed from me today, thou shalt find two men by Rachel's sepulcher in the border of Benjamin at Zelzah. And they will say unto thee, the asses which thou wentest to seek are found. And lo, thy father has left the care of the asses and sorrowed for you, saying, what shall I do for my son? Then shalt thou go on forward from thence, and thou shalt come to the plain of Tabor, and there shall meet thee three men going up to God to Bethel, one carrying three kids, another carrying three loaves of bread, another carrying a bottle of wine, and they will salute thee and give thee two loaves of bread, which thou shalt receive of their hand. After that, thou shalt come to the hill of God, where there is a garrison of the Philistines, and it shall come to pass, when thou art come thither to the city, that thou shalt meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place with a psaltery, and a tabret, and a pipe, and a harp before them, and they shall prophesy. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shalt be turned into another man. And let it be, when these signs are come unto thee, that thou do as occasion serve thee, for God is with thee." After today's service, somebody is turning to another man. Oh, you didn't get that. Somebody after this service this morning, a new you is going home. A new you will emerge. And in your life, the name of the Lord will be glorified. Heavenly Father, the hour has come. Speak to us yourself. Sweet Holy Spirit, incubate on the word. We want to hear you, not man. Speak to us by your Spirit. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. How do I gain access to infallible proofs? Access to proofs. That's my discussion with us this morning. Access. God wants to give you access. He has actually granted it. But it is your duty, your responsibility to gain access to what God has given so you can maximize and enjoy it. Acts of the Apostles chapter 3 from verse 1 to verse number 3. Acts chapter 3 from verse 1 to verse number 3. I beg your pardon. Acts chapter 1 from verse 1 to verse 3. Acts of the Apostles chapter 1. The former Titus, have I written to you, O most noble Theophilus? Acts chapter 1 from verse 3. Of all that Jesus began both to do, hallelujah, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach until the day that he was taken up, I mean verse number 2 now, after that by the Holy Ghost, or through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. He chose the apostles, he gave them commandments. Verse 3, to whom also he shielded himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. The Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word in the name of Jesus. Saul was looking for his father's lost asses. Something was lost in Saul's life and family. And Saul was looking for that thing which was lost. In the same vein, very many of us have entered into 2024 looking for something that is missing in our lives. Something was lost or is lost. You haven't found it. You are still looking for that thing. Saul was, but there was a word that had gone ahead on Saul that he didn't know of. Just like some of us are seated and some are listening, joining online, there is a word on your life that you are not even aware of. Some of them you are aware of have not come to manifestation. But I'm here to announce to you that your word will happen. I thought your amen will be louder. And so Samuel met Saul, poured oil on him, and he said, God has anointed you. And then he began to list some things that will happen. You will meet some men. They will favor you. They will salute you. Or not. They will give to you. They will favor you. They will give you. Men carrying 3 loaves and giving to only you 2 out of the 3. Uncommon favor. And that's what you will experience. So in verse 6 and verse 7, my area of interest, as we move to act. In verse 6, Samuel told Saul that when you get there, verse 6 of 1 Samuel chapter 10, the person behind the projection, you were very good yesterday. You were very good 2 days ago. Today, you are something else. And if it was not the same person, I think the same person who did yesterday should please take it over. Thank you. He said, the Spirit of God will come upon you. Then the last sentence. You shall be turned to another man. You prophesy, you will be turned into another man. There is a known you now. But when you begin to record the infallible proofs, you become another man. Small things. A new you. A new you. A you that will be respected. In the family, in the community. A you that will be respected. You will have what is needed to earn respect. And verse 7 says, these signs, let it be when these signs are come to thee, that thou shalt do as occasion serve you, for God is with you. Under God, you do as occasion serves you. Access to infallible proofs. Miracles are not accidents. Miracles don't just happen. Signs don't just happen. Signs are not accidents. They are the deliberate acts of God to the desperate faith of men. Don't forget, Psalm 103, verse 7 says, God showed his ways to Moses. But his acts, he made his acts known to the children of Israel, the miracles, the signs, but he showed his ways to Moses. He showed Moses how to get it whenever he wanted it. The ways of God gives you the access to the blessings and the miracles of God. How do we assess it? That's our concern. So infallible proofs are not accidents. They are deliberate acts of God. There are deliberate things that God makes happen in the lives of his people. And you are in for such deliberate acts of God. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So, let me put it in perspective. Number 1, Miracles, signs and wonders, they are the acts of God. And please note that God acts for his great name's sake. The infallible proofs of God are for God's name's sake, for his own sake, not for your own sake. God will not do anything because you are excellent or qualified. He does things for his name's sake. In Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 9 and verse 14, Ezekiel chapter number 20, the word of God is explicit. God said, I wrought for my name's sake. It means she shall need to call me. I walk, I act for my great name's sake. So the wonders of God, the proofs of God, they are for his great name's sake. So for his name's sake, he will do great wonders in your life. Same thing is repeated in verse number 14 of the same book. Can I pray for someone? Over your matter, God will not be silent. Over your family, God will not be silent. He will act for his great name's sake. In the name of Jesus. Number two, infallible proofs, signs, wonders are evidences that he is alive. Proof that God is alive, that Jesus is alive. Somebody help me shout, my Jesus is alive. You didn't shout it very well. One man called Doe Lawrence, D.E. Lawrence, challenged the truth of the resurrection of Christ. He said he will also die to show that Jesus is not God because he died and rose from the dead. He said he will die and rise again the third day. So, of course, press everybody gathered. So, Doe Lawrence died, truly. And he was buried. And of course, you know, paparazzi around the sepulcher, the grave. Because on the third day, he said he was going to rise. Do you know the third day? There were shakings also. Small, small shakings. But the God of heaven, who will not share his glory with any man, sent just a messenger. What did those say? Oh, you can call lightning. Lightning. They are what? What is lightning? When he said, God's smile is a rainbow. Abi. Yeah. You smile for heaven. We call it rainbow. Can you light me? When he speaks, is he? You speak from heaven. We call it. So you are amazing. So God just spoke. And there was lightning and thunder. And struck the sepulcher and killed him properly. So that nobody can contest or contend. Today, people go to the temple to somewhere in East to throw stone at Satan and to see the sepulcher of their prophet who died and was buried. The sepulcher is still there today. But Jesus died, but the third day he rose from the dead. And an empty grave now proves he's alive forevermore. So miracles, signs and wonders, infallible proofs, infallible works or proofs, they are evidences that he is alive. That's why verse 3 of Acts of the Apostles chapter 1 makes it explicit. He showed himself alive by many infallible proofs. So proofs are evidences that he is alive. Do you have your own? What proof do you have that Jesus is alive in your life? He is alive. And so God will give you infallible proofs to show that he's alive. Someone help me shout it, Jesus is alive. I am the proof of it. In Luke chapter 24, verse 4 to verse 6. Luke 24, verse 4 to verse number 6. The Bible says, it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, two men stood by them in shining garment. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. So the proof that he has risen and that he's alive are the miracles, the evidences are the proofs that we are talking about. Number three, there are testimonies that he is present. The testimonies that he is present. In 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 7 that we read, it says, when do the Spirit of God will come upon you, and you will do as occasion serve you, because God is with you. When these signs come, do as occasion serve you, because God is with you. So, infallible proofs, they are the testimonies of God's presence with you. Acts chapter 10 verse 38. How God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all those who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Is God with you? Can I hear your answer?
Yes, sir.
So you will have proofs. You will have testimonies that he is with you. Number four, proofs, miracles, signs, and wonders are marks of his approval. The marks of God's approval. May God approve you. In Acts chapter 2 verse 22. Acts of the Apostles chapter 2 verse 22. Acts 2, 22. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God by miracles, by signs, by wonders. Jesus was approved. God approved him by miracles, by signs, and by wonders. So, infallible proofs are the marks of God's approval. God will approve you. But I want to assess this. And if proofs are in the air, but how do I assess? Four ways, and then we leave. Number one, you assess by believing. I want to plead with you, these 10 days, let's two. Please believe. 2 days are gone. Believe. Believe. Let me tell your neighbor, believe. Believe. Please believe. They follow believing. In Mark chapter 16, verse 17, Jesus Christ, about transiting here, about living forever here, hear what he said to the disciples. These signs shall follow them that believe. Signs follow those who believe. It doesn't follow doubters. Signs, the moment you doubt, you remove yourself from the possibilities of God. Doubt, it is the worst enemy of faith. Don't doubt. In case you want to ask me, what if what I believe for does not happen? Then move on again to another thing. Don't doubt. Move on again. What did I say? Say louder. Move on again. Move on. Move on. Move on to something else. Don't doubt. I have never doubted God over anything. And even when those things are not done eventually, I still refuse to doubt. I just move on to something else. Rejected. I refuse to doubt. I just change level. I changed the levels of my expectation. I have believed God for 10,000 naira. It didn't happen. I changed it to 20. Crazy. Don't doubt. Miracles follow believing. Signs follow believing. He said, these signs shall follow. Unfortunately, there are many believers who are running after signs. What should be following them? Signs should follow you. And again, don't ever forget, anything you don't have now, you don't need now. When you need it, it will come. You don't even need to stress, it will just come. What you need will come. They didn't say amen here. Amen. What your destiny needs now, requires now, will come. Amen. And God's name will be glorified. In the name of Jesus. Luke chapter 1 verse 45. Luke 1:45. The scripture says, blessed is she that believeth. There shall be a performance. There shall be a performance. Look at your neighbor. Let me prophesy. There shall be a performance. Acts of the Apostles chapter 3 verse 16. You must have faith. Listen, I want you to have faith in God for something to this morning. Believe God for something this morning. And you will see God make it happen in your life. Peter said here, and his name, through faith in his name, had made this man strong. Faith in his name. Please have faith. Have faith in God. Believe in God. And God will make it happen. How do I assess the fallible proofs? By believing. Your believing. Number two, you assess it by the word of God. The word of God. God's word. Mark chapter 16, verse 20. I have said before that the word of God is the carrier, the conveyor of the power of God. The word of God. We are the word of a king is. There is power. The Bible says, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with them and confirming the word with signs following. God does not confirm you. He confirms his word. God does not confirm preachers. He confirms his word. He confirms his words. That's why an ass could speak to Balaam. God confirming his word. May God confirm his words in your life. Amen. I thought your amen will be louder. Amen. So he confirms the word of God. So you assess signs and wonders. You assess infallible proofs by the word of God. And that's why you must give attention to the word. That's why you must take time to study God's word. Keep studying the word of God. Study God's word. God confirms his word. He makes his word come to pass. Confirming his word. He will confirm his word in your life. Amen. Don't forget, he works for his name's sake. And he works to confirm his word. The word of God can never fail. It will not fail. So God's word over your life will not fail. It will be confirmed. Or Lord, you share over your life, the word of God will come to pass. The word will be confirmed. So they went forth and preached everywhere. And the Lord was the one now walking with them, confirming the word. And please, I want what we're saying to sink into your spirit, man, this morning. You have to believe. And then you have to hold on to the word, because God will confirm his word. He's not confirming you. He's not confirming anybody. He's confirming his word. Number three. Miracles, how do I assess it? The will of the Holy Spirit. It is the will. Miracles happen by the will of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11. The will of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our flow. He is the flow. He's the chief executive of the end time operations of God. He's the one that makes things happen. Hear what the Bible says. But all these worketh that one and the self same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he wills, as he pleases. May it please the Lord to bless you. May it please the Lord to do miracles in your life. So miracles, signs and wonders, they are distributed. Gifts are distributed. Signs are distributed according to the will of the owner. According to the will of the Holy Spirit, it is his will that makes things happen. I will never, you see, every first thing in your life, I'm sure you will forever remember the first experience. The first thing, the first time, your first this, the first that, the first house, the first car, the first place you lived in, the first this, so many things. I don't want to mention all that first. As a servant of God, I remember my first preaching. The first time I was asked to preach. I remember. And I remember what I preached first time, 1988. To preach in the fellowship. I remember preaching looking unto Jesus. Preaching looking unto Jesus. I don't want to preach that one. Looking unto Jesus. And I used Peter. As long as he was looking on Peter, on Jesus, he walked on water. But when he took his eyes, he began to sink. 1988. I remember the first time I saw the miracles of God in my life, in my ministry, my preaching, my ministry. I'll tell you what happened. I was the president of Corpus Fellowship. I have served in various capacities as president of fellowships, Bible study secretaries of fellowship, and as Corpus, I was the president of the Corpus Fellowship in Borno State. And as a president, I toured many states, many towns or cities in Borno. I went to Bama, to Biu, to Gamburungala, to Mongono, to Biu. So we had a crusade in Biu, very close to the army barracks. I think we used a church, Anglican church, in the army barracks. So I traveled from Maiduguri to Biu, about 2.5-3 hours journey. And I got to Biu very tired and weak. Very tired, weak, and hungry. Now, let me tell you my style of preaching then. You know, I was just coming up. If you told me I will be preaching, then I stop eating. I start praying because I will be preaching. If I'll be preaching 6 p.m., I will not eat. I will pray, and then 6 p.m. I'll go and preach. I will only eat after I finish preaching. If it is 10 p.m., that's when I will eat. The only meal for the day. That was my style. I thought it was fasting that was doing it. So I needed to stay away from food. So sometimes I will stay away from food. When it's time to preach, I will not have energy to preach. I'll just be talking small. And I'll be telling everybody, it doesn't matter that it's small. That is the power of God. You know what I'm saying? Of course, it's the power of God. But this day, I was tired. I was weak. And then I got to Biu. Papa has arrived. The sister's coordinator of the zone. I told her I was hungry. I wasn't supposed to preach at the crusade. So I was hungry. So they made a very big bowl ever for me. If you lived in the north, you drink nono. Nono. I drink my whole nono. Minus fura. I don't like that thing you mash inside. It's the fresh milk. Imagine drinking fresh milk. I drank it on top of a big bowl of eba. Ladies and gentlemen, I slept. Okay. The fellowship had been told me no guest minister was coming, that I was the one. But the prep, Papa, they thought I was praying. I was sleeping. So the secretary just banged the door. Papa, 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 Papa. They had been singing praise worship, praise the Lord. Papa, Papa, Papa. I just jumped up. It was already past 6. I didn't freshen. I just washed my face. Enter trouser, whichever entered me, whichever happened first. Then I ran. I was just saying, Jesus, forgive me. Holy Spirit, forgive me. Holy Spirit, forgive me. Then it's time to preach. The man of God, Holy Spirit, I didn't fast. Holy Spirit, I didn't pray. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Joe. And they gave me the microphone and I started preaching. Jesus. Then I said, Jesus. Then I just heard a scream. Boom. There. So, and I didn't know what happened. And I was preaching, you know, the way I interrupt myself. So I said, what's going on there? As I said, what's going on there? Boom. So I said, Jesus. Boom. Jesus. Boom. Holy Spirit. Boom, boom, boom. And the crusade, the meeting was supposed to end by 8:30. We were there till 1 a.m. The presence of God came so heavy. The power of God came so heavy, and people were slain, people were crying, and people were coming to confess their sin, and people standing out and were receiving the Holy Ghost, and they began to pray in tongues, and the whole barrack, and I was laying hands on everywhere the presence of God. And then I saw a boy, SS, fell to the ground like he was dead. But they carried him and put him somewhere. Then the boy got up again after some minutes of sleeping. I got back to Maiduguri a few weeks after. I got news that his genotype changed to A. I've been waiting to see such experience again in my life. I've been waiting for such experience again. I remember that one. I remember some things that the Holy Ghost has done. I was preaching in a church, and it's open doors. Let my door open. It was a meet. I was sharing. And then I got to Psalm 24. Then I paused. Then I said, the heart is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. I began to quote it. The walls and they that live therein, for he had founded it upon the sea and established it upon the floods. Oh, who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has a clean hands and a pure heart, and has not lifted up his soul to vanity, nor sung deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord. Then I said, lift up your heads, oh ye gate. That's the scriptures I was quoting. Quoting the word of God, as I said, lift up your heads, oh ye gate. There was a commotion in the auditorium, everywhere scattered, because gates lifted their heads at the instance of the word, because it pleased the Spirit of God to make it happen. I am sensing in my spirit, man, that it has pleased the Spirit of God to liberate some destinies here this morning. It has pleased the Spirit of the Lord to open some closed wombs this morning. It has pleased the Spirit of the Lord to open closed doors of people. Has the door been closed against you? Let the doors open. Has your road been blocked? Let the road be open. Has your womb been closed? Let the closed womb be open. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Standing, I want you to speak to one thing. Whatever it is, let my door open. Open your mouth and begin to declare. What do you want God to do? Let my door open. Let my door open. Let my door open. Let my door open. Declare it, declare it, declare it. What do you want God to open for you? Hela paso sapa yala ba 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 ba. Hendra yala ba 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 yala ba 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 ba. Thank you, Father. I have one more point to share, but I've sensed the Holy Spirit. Close your eyes, everybody. Somebody, your time has come. The Lord has you in mind. There is a particular door that you have been knocking that has not opened up until now. There is a particular place where you have been denied access. You desire access, but you have been denied. But as we pray right now, access is granted. That door is open. In the name of Jesus, I'd like you to lift up your voice in desperation. Father, let my doors open. In the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and cry to God. Shakata yala ba 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 ba. Entra yala ba sata karaba yala ba. Esakata yala ba ragada yala ba 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 ba. Thank you. Close your eyes, everybody. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. You have an impossibility, an impossible situation, a situation that is an impossibility. Please come out. I'm not saying I have an impossibility. This one is an impossibility. Please come out. I'm not, you know, an impossibility. There is a case as please. Church, everybody, you are going to raise your voice and pray. I'm not calling for everybody. I'm not calling the whole church. I said you have an impossible situation, a matter, an impossible case. Doctor said it is not possible. You have been told this is not possible. That's the people I'm calling. I'm not asking everybody. This is the season of infallible proofs. God wants to show himself alive in your situation. Everybody, those in front, everybody in the congregation, lift up both hands. You are going to cry to God, my Father, there is no impossibility with you. Settle this matter by your mercy in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and talk to God, everybody. Tell him the matter you want him to settle. There is no impossibility with you. In the Rasul Saba Yala Baba 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 Sada Yala Baba 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 Baba. Somebody cry to God. Somebody cry to God. Pray, pray, pray. 30 seconds more. Settle this impossible situation in my life. Koshas, you touch your gracious way, your Lord. Yes, Lord, there was a Yala Bayala Garaba. Yes, Lord, 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 yes, Lord. The hand of God is here already. The hand of God is falling on people already. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Breaking heaven.
Oh my God, oh my God. Yes, receive now.
Receive now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Take it. Take it.
You have
it. It is done in your life.
We
it
are in the name
of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is done. It is done in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Somebody, one more prayer. Say after me, Father. It can be better, Father. Demonstrate the greatness of your power in my life. So I pray, Oluwa, fiti to bi agbara re han ninu aye mi. Lift your voice and pray for yourself. In my situation, demonstrate the greatness of your power. Show the greatness of your power in my situation. In the name of Jesus. Zibalante kralosa payala garaba yala lalaba. Demonstrate the greatness of your power. Your hands towards this direction, everybody. These are words that the Holy Spirit put in my heart to declare, because God has you in mind. I want your amen to be the loudest. If any one of these words look like your own, I'm asked to announce to you that something you lost is coming back to you this week. The God of Shiloh asked me to tell you that the opportunity you lost is coming back to you. The money you lost is coming back to you. The position you lost is coming back to you. For somebody, it will come back better. Better than what you lost. In the name of Jesus. Somebody here, you are going to enjoy uncommon favor. Within the next 7 days, you will enjoy uncommon favor. Favor you don't deserve shall be accorded to you. Blessings you don't deserve shall be given unto you. In the name of Jesus, you will not be barren of gifts. Your life will not be barren of gifts. Your family will not be barren of good things. In your life, the word of God will be performed. And the name of the Lord will be glorified. Something great you don't deserve shall be given to you. I don't know who you are, but I see a new door open for you. I see someone who has been knocking. You are about to knock, but the door opened itself. The angel of open doors will go ahead of you into the month of September. We go ahead of you to the remaining months of this year. He will open all your closed doors. He will open new doors for you. In the name of Jesus. In your life and family, there shall be a commotion of miracles. In the name of Jesus. There is a young lady here. The Lord asked me to tell you that this month you will be noticed. The right person will notice you. The right person will notice your business. Your business will be noticed. Your destiny will be noticed. You will be divinely assisted. You will be divinely helped. In the name of Jesus. Njẹ ki se ti eni ti o fe? Be ni ki si se ti eni ti nsare? Bi ko se ti Olorun ti nsanu. Somebody, you have been running, pursuing something. Oh, bah. You have been running. But you have seen some people who are not running as fast as you are, but they have collected it. They have gotten it. You are running, but you are not getting it. But the Lord asked me to tell you, what you have been pursuing will be brought to you.
He shall be brought to you. What you have been running after will be brought to you. In the name of Jesus, you will be remembered where you have been forgotten. In the name of Jesus.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Close your eyes, everybody. Is there somebody here? As you shout this amen, the Lord showed me a huge image, and I had Goliath. He said that is the Goliath of your destiny. He said it has come down already. But as you shout this amen, you will experience the falling of your Goliath. Thank you. That's one. Watch it. I don't know where the Goliath here. Maybe with you, maybe in your village, wherever. Right now, with your loud amen, the Goliath of your destiny is destroyed. One more. I see the chains falling. The Goliath of your destiny is destroyed now. The Lord asked me to tell somebody here, what died in your life is coming back to life. Coming back to life. There is somebody here who has been left behind. But the Lord asked me to tell you that you will overtake those who have left you behind. Oh my God. Every pain or sickness in your life will disappear without trace. You won't see them anymore. In the name of Jesus. Lift up both hands. This is what the Lord is saying. Anything you touch with those hands will produce results. Nothing will die in your hands. With these hands of yours, you will control resources. You will control money. You will give money. You will spend money. You will spend in Naira. You will spend in foreign currency. In dollars. In pounds. In euro. In yen, in yuan, you will spend in foreign currencies to the glory of the Lord. Somebody, business people here, the Lord said to tell you this month you will record unusual profits. This new month, new things shall be added to your destiny. There are 17 of us here. I am one of the 17. The Lord asked me to announce that destiny helpers will be sent to you this month. There is somebody here now. You will feel it right in this auditorium. What God is saying. The Lord says supernatural speed shall be added to your destiny. In a matusa balaba yala badada, in a masata yala badada, halamosusupa yala ba, in a masanta yala balabada, in a masanta yala badaborosunda, labrono, supernatural speed shall be added to your destiny. You won't be slowed down. Ilia jure yo jafafa. Okay, 10 people here, you will achieve in 10 months what takes other 10 years. times 2. I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe I'm the one that had that times two. Because I want this to go round. You will have infallible proofs. You will have infallible proofs. You will have infallible proofs. You will be turned into another man. In the name of God the Father. Amen. and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace through God's choice servant, Yemi Adeleju. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join Yemi Adeleju in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samonda Jue Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.